Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 70 degrees in Richland Center right now. Some fog still hanging in under cloudy skies. Forecast says we're headed to a high of 77 today. In the news this morning, in a proactive move to strengthen the local safety net for mental health, the Richland Hospital and Clinics recently conducted a Safe Talk suicide prevention training session for staff and educators within the Richland School District. The initiative directly addresses needs identified in the 2025 Community Health Needs Assessment, which highlighted mental health support as a critical priority based on extensive public feedback. The four-hour workshop hosted in the lower level of the Richland Hospital was facilitated by TRHC's Suicide Prevention Task Force. The Safe Talk program, where SAFE stands for Suicide Alertness for Everyone, is designed to empower ordinary citizens with the skills to recognize warning signs and intervene effectively. Participants are trained in the talk action steps, tell, ask, listen, and keep safe. By teaching these practical maneuvers, the program aims to replace the common feelings of helplessness associated with suicide with the confidence to initiate life-saving conversations and connect those in distress with professional support. Organizers and participants alike emphasize that preventing tragedy is a shared responsibility that extends beyond clinical settings. Representatives from the school district noted that educators are uniquely positioned to notice when a student or colleague is struggling, making this training an invaluable tool for campus safety. Trainers from the Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program praised the engagement of the Richland Center staff, noting that their dedication is a testament to the community's resolve to support its members. The TRHC Suicide Prevention Task Force remains committed to expanding these educational opportunities, ensuring that mental health remains at the forefront of community wellness efforts. Dust off your musical theater knowledge and gather your brightest friends for an unforgettable evening at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, Saturday, August 15th. The RCHS Theater Department is thrilled to host a high-energy trivia night and silent auction. This exciting community event serves as a vital fundraiser to support the upcoming production of the smash hit musical, Mamma Mia, ensuring our talented students have the resources they need to bring this fun story to life on stage. The festivities begin with registration from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., giving you plenty of time to browse the unique items available in the silent auction before the main event kicks off. The trivia competition officially starts at 7 p.m., promising rounds of challenging questions and friendly rivalry. Whether you are a local history buff or a pop culture expert, there's something for everyone to enjoy as we celebrate the local arts scene. Participation is just $10 per person. Teams can have up to 8 people to maximize the fun. Every dollar raised through entry fees and auction bids goes directly toward the RCHS Theater Department, funding costumes, sets, and technical equipment for the hardworking performers. The For Pete's Sake community is ready for the highly anticipated Day in the Park, taking place this Sunday at the Spring Green Municipal Park. This celebratory event begins at 8 a.m. with the run, walk, bike, and pickleball tournament activities. Participants who miss the pre-registration deadline can still sign up on site at 7:30 a.m., although t-shirts will not be available for late registrants. The festivities expand at 11 a.m. with an exciting lineup of live music, food, and family-friendly entertainment. The stage will feature a variety of bands throughout the day, concluding with a performance by the Solstice Jazz Band. Food and beverages provided by the Spring Green Lions will be available from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., offering a menu ranging from classic picnic fare to ice cream treats. Families can take advantage of the kids' area, which features obstacle courses, crafts, and a photo booth running from noon until 5. Other highlights include the return of the popular cake walk and a silent auction, which will be open for viewing at 11 a.m., with bidding tables closing at 4:30 p.m. Raffle winners will be drawn at 5 p.m. Looking ahead, the organization will host its 6th annual golf outing at the House on the Rock Resort, September 17th. The deadline to register for this event is September 1st. For those wishing to support the ongoing mission of For Pete's Sake through donations or sponsorships, or to find further details about upcoming activities, please visit the official website at forpetesake.com. The American Red Cross has officially declared a national blood crisis, the second in its history, as summer donations have fallen to a four-year low. This shortage is particularly severe for type O blood, placing significant strain on hospitals and patient care. To address this urgent need, the Muscadet community is coming together for a blood drive Tuesday, August 25th at St. John's Catholic Church located at 341 North Wisconsin Avenue. The event will run from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Every donation helps replenish the supply and ensures hospitals can provide life-saving care. As an incentive for your generosity, all donors who come to give blood during the month of August are eligible to receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. Additionally, all donors will receive a coupon for a free pint of Culver's custard as a token of appreciation. Appointments are strongly encouraged to manage the flow of donors, though walk-ins are always welcome. You can schedule your visit by calling 800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. Please be sure to use the sponsor code MuscadetWI when booking your appointment. Your contribution is vital to helping our community and the nation overcome this critical shortage. Universities of Wisconsin Interim President Renee Wachter, alongside several university representatives, recently announced the Cures for Tomorrow initiative as a cornerstone of the system's 2027 through 2029 budget request. This ambitious proposal seeks a $25 million state investment specifically dedicated to advancing life-saving research and treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other devastating diseases that impact families across the state. President Wachter emphasized that the initiative is designed to help Wisconsin do more by supporting promising research, strengthening vital partnerships, and involving students in the scientific process. By moving discoveries closer to the people who need them, the program aims to provide earlier diagnoses and breakthroughs for some of the most pressing health challenges today. The UW Board of Regents is scheduled to vote on the full budget proposal next week. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, alongside a multi-state coalition, has achieved a landmark legal triumph against the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. This victory effectively blocks an unlawful attempt by the federal government to cap funding for permanent housing projects, a move that would have placed some of the state's most vulnerable residents at risk of homelessness. By successfully challenging these policy changes in court, the coalition has ensured that up to 1,300 individuals in Wisconsin can remain in their homes, preserving a vital safety net for those experiencing housing insecurity. For decades, HUD has prioritized the Housing First model, focusing on rapid placement into permanent residences without imposing restrictive prerequisites like sobriety or minimum income levels. However, recent administrative shifts sought to undermine this commitment by redirecting billions of dollars toward transitional housing and other programs. Attorney General Call emphasized the importance of this win, noting that it marks the second time legal action has stopped federal efforts from destabilizing programs designed to address the root causes of homelessness in local communities. The legal battle spanned several months and multiple federal court rulings. Following a separate victory in Rhode Island earlier this year, HUD attempted to circumvent previous rulings by creating a $1.3 billion set-aside for new projects. This tactical shift threatened the housing stability of approximately 97,000 residents across the nation. Last week, the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island ruled that these funding restrictions were unlawful and could not be implemented, solidifying a major defense for permanent supportive housing programs nationwide. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, DFI, has joined state financial agencies from 47 states and the District of Columbia in announcing a $15.5 million settlement with New Res LLC, one of the nation's largest mortgage servicers. The agreement resolves allegations that the company improperly imposed force-placed insurance costs on thousands of borrowers who had already maintained active homeowners insurance policies. A multi-state examination revealed that NewRez wrongly applied these insurance charges to more than 4,200 borrowers, resulting in consumer harm exceeding $4.5 million. Force-placed insurance is typically a high-cost alternative intended only for situations where a homeowner's coverage has lapsed. However, regulators found that NewRez failed to recognize existing active policies, leading to unnecessary and excessive financial burdens for affected homeowners. Under the settlement terms, the Fort Washington, Pennsylvania-based company has already remediated over $4.5 million to impacted borrowers. In addition to these refunds, NewRez will pay approximately $11 million in penalties and costs. Beyond the financial penalties, the servicer is required to implement rigorous new controls and conduct enhanced monitoring for any loans subject to force-placed insurance to prevent future compliance failures.